final lap with Kerry Murphy. Here's your NASCAR news.
This is it, folks. The weekend we've been waiting for all winter long. The 57th running of the Daytona 500 is going down on Sunday. And we're going to be using the hashtag the final lap during the 500 this weekend. So join us, won't you? It's race number one of 36 to kick off the season. Track was repaved in 2010. It's a 2.5-mile super speedway. 500 miles, 200 laps, banking up to 31 degrees. This year's pole sitter is, of course, Jeff Gordon, and last year's winner was Dale Earnhardt Jr. Check out all the action Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox, and don't forget, we've got season openers for the Trucks and Xfinity Series as well, so lots of racing on tap. And defending Daytona 500 champion Dale Earnhardt Jr. tells us what it means to be just that.
You get asked questions about it and get reminded about, you know, the win, which is good. It makes you feel good. The odds, it doesn't improve your odds of winning. Being the winner from last year doesn't really help you out there in the heat of the battle. We got a great car. We're going to need to do everything right. We got to get that car all the way through the week and onto the race, you know, onto the starting grid on Sunday. We don't need to have any problems where we got to pull any other race cars out of the trailer. I've had to do that before. We sat on a pole down here, I think, one year, a couple years ago with Steve and wrecked in practice. And it just was a difficult week after losing that primary car, because the car is so much better than the next thing we got. We want to race hard and do everything you can, learn everything you can during the week, but you want to be able to put that car on the starting grid in one piece, and I think we got one of the best cars down here.
The final lap.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.